This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride.
The greatest adventure is what lies ahead. Today and tomorrow are yet to be said. The chances, the changes are all yours to make. The mold of your life is in your hands to break.
I just had this brainstorm for us. Can you guess what it is?
No.
Bowling.
What do you say? Bowling? Huh? Bowling's insane. Bowling is crazy time.
Bowling. I don't think so, George. You get no rush from bowling.
Rush? You want a rush? Drop a ball on your toe, my friend. Talk about a rush. You'll be throbbing. You'll see visions.
No. I'm thinking rock climbing.
All right, let me just apply some more chalk here, and all right. Hey, Joyriders, it is I, Mountain Climbing Keith, and welcome to the
Great Outdoors!
This week, the guys are talking about going on adventures with the Father, and bam, just like that, inspiration hit me. Mountain climbing, now that's an adventure. Now, the people at the sporting goods store said I should practice on a climbing wall before climbing an actual mountain. But man, forget that noise. I'm trying to go adventuring. And what better way to do that than by climbing a mountain created by God himself? But worry not, dear listeners. I'm being extra safe. I got all kinds of hooks, ropes, and ties. And once I figure out how to use them all, I'll be good to go. And as an added precaution, I got a safety net. So, you know, just in case the worst should happen, I will still be in no danger. See, it really pays to think ahead. Yep, buying that net was a stroke of genius, and I have it safe and sound right here in my bag. Right here in... Let me check. Yep, this could be a problem. Boy, are the people at the sporting goods store gonna get a kick out of this.
The greatest adventure is what lies ahead.
A few weeks ago, we were talking about adventures on another program, and I had a picture of me and riding a four wheeler, and I had my dog on the back of the four wheeler, and she was kind of leaning up against me, and I talked about that picture some. And what I didn't say then, and what I want to say today, is that we were going, I called it an adventure, but what we were actually doing was we were going to check the mailboxes. You know, the other picture, we were heading out across the pasture, we were going to check the cows. Mm-hmm. But they were adventures.
Absolutely.
It's what's in your heart. It's the way you look at what you're doing. Ordinary chores can be, you know, you can look at it through your dog's eyes. You can look at it through with the help of God and what he's doing inside you. And anything can be an adventure. And Harold talked about, you know, possibly facing a new disease being, you know, this is an adventure. This is a new experience. This is something that, you know, I'm going to work at and do and the best I can. And, you know, adventure, the actual definition of an adventure is an unusual, exciting, and possibly dangerous activity, such as a trip or experience or the excitement produced by such an activity. But I want to point out, it does say possibly dangerous. You don't actually have to do anything risky. It's just it can be the way you view ordinary things. And I know I've been doing some fencing, putting up some barbed wire fence recently, and repairing some old fences. And you know, it kind of takes me back to, you know, to my childhood, to doing that in my childhood days, and my father showing me how. And I'm going on a little adventure back to my boyhood with doing that. A neighbor says, just put up that high stencil wire. It's so easy and works so well. And I'm like, no, you know, I want to cut down my cedar posts and cedar trees and make posts out of them and stretch barbed wire like we used to do. You know, it's reliving something from your past. It's, for me, that's an adventure.
Absolutely.
Adventure.
Fencing can be very dangerous, especially if that little tip comes off of the end of your foil.
We have that one clip we play with the swordsman, the fencing guy there. That's, if you don't know what you're doing there,
Yeah, that was one of the three that I thought I might use.
Yeah, well, I will say that I have to vote that as the best point of the night. The whole show, the last two shows, there's been good points, but I think that's the best one that I've heard, in my opinion, that I needed to hear the most, is the adventures in attitude more than anything.
That's right.
Exactly. I needed to hear that, so thank you for sharing that.
I just have to look at my dogs and see how they are seeing things. And it's, everything's an adventure to them.
Oh,
everything
absolutely is.
And I just fall in with them and do the same.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you, Art.
You're welcome.
Andy, you actually have the next clip.
Well, I'm glad he said that, because I was thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, sure you were.
An attitude.
sure you were, Andy.
But the point...
give him something.
Yeah.
Bury him. I'm not trying to steal him thunder.
I heard you say, go ahead, give me a hard time. You have the mic. Go ahead.
But the point is I think it's a matter, it's what Rosie was saying. It's like you become bored with life when life becomes too predictable. Mm-hmm. And that whole idea, I've experienced some of that recently in the fact that I think I've said about how I'm getting more active because I've lost some weight and I'm working out, so I have energy to do other things. And with that, I'm doing a lot more. I'm going back to those times of, I look at a problem where I used to think, man, I don't even want to bother with that. Now I'm just like, I want to attack it or whatever. I want to step in. I want to risk. I don't care if I fail. I'm going to try to do it. And most of the thing I'm doing, they're small things, but it's almost like God's taking me back to that Cowboy Ranger stage where I'm being fathered again by Him, and not just these adventures. Everybody's heard me talk about going on trips and the adventures and that, like Jim was talking about. And I love those. That's a big part of what I do. But it's risking in the areas that I don't normally succeed in. Mm-hmm. And God loves that, I believe, because He makes us to come through. He makes us that way. And we pull back when we aren't fathered in that. But when you say, okay, God, father me in this, and let's do this adventure together, He's all over that.
Okay, well, I take back giving you most of the hard time. That was a solid point there as well.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate
not as good
that
as Art's, but it was close.
He set me up.
Yeah, he did.
We collaborated.
Thank you for letting me go first. Thank you.
So from the Guides of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.